Hey, yo, writer, listener. So we are back with another episode of Solo Writers Podcast. So today we are once more joined by a special guest, my old friend John. John and I come actually way back when we were both in the hostel, we're in the same room. And now we are actually, out of school, grown-ups, doing all those things. So today, John is just gonna also, educate us on his part of, my podcast, basically the episode that we are going to be doing today. So I will put the title in the description so you guys will also know what I'm talking about today. So John, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Good day, everyone. My name is Yongo Rangavire, but my friends call me John.
Me
I'm
now.
yeah.
Yeah, so John actually doesn't stay in Bantuk, but he did, make the effort to come and just record this episode of our podcast. Come on, John. So today's podcast is about, let's actually get into the topic. Let's, get started. Are you ready, John? Okay.
Yeah.
So, John, what do you consider yourself as, if when it comes to sexuality wise?
I consider myself as bi.
Consider yourself as bi.
Yeah.
In the gay community, or let me say the LGBT community, bisexuality is not really really recognized, right? So what is your point on that? Like, why do you think people don't really recognize it?
Because I think people have the mentality of bi people who are bi tend to just be gay,
Basically.
but from my point of view, I don't think it's true. Where we have people who are actually bisexual, who actually do date girls, or maybe who feel sort of an attraction to guys, or who see that okay, this guy's cute, or this like that. So, but people,
They underestimate it, or they,
yes, I
I,
think.
you know, some people always usually say, "Nah, like being bisexual, it's like a sugarcoat. You
Yeah,
are covering up the fact that you are actually
exactly,
just
yes.
gay." And one thing I also noticed in, the gay community, there's more like, there's top, bottom, and verse, right? It's funny how tops don't believe that there's other tops, that they are the only top, and the other are just verse, and how bottoms see verse people as just bottoms. And there's no such thing as verse to them, really. So it's
That's very
just that
stereotypical.
concept as well.
Yeah.
And John, you only like, John only actually came out a few years ago, or was it last year? Basically,
I
right?
don't think I no.
You never actually came out. I don't think you ever came
I
out.
don't find the reason to.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
I don't also find a reason to, but I just, did
I
it
don't
because of
find the reason to,
society.
because I don't find myself be okay to find myself like I'm gonna be in an actual like gay relationship. I'm gonna be in a straight relationship. I just find myself as a normal human being.
Exactly. You are just gonna either way be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. As long as it's love, the love is there. Okay, John, that is actually good. And you said you're gonna be better at this. Okay, so, and also to get on another concept now, if one day you were to come out, and I hope that you don't actually mind it, I'm saying your name on the podcast, right?
It's okay.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't ask for, this, whatever it's called. Yeah, I think permission. Sorry, I didn't ask for permission earlier. Yeah, but now, as I'm saying, if your family had to ever find out, about your sexuality, whatever, what do you think is going to be their reaction?
To be honest, I don't think that will ever happen in terms of I have to have a conversation with my mom or my dad and say, no, mom, I'm bi. I don't find the reason to. Because to be, if I'm being honest, I really don't see myself.
Being out there and just, telling people and saying that. But then, it is also a factor to consider because you never know. People find, like, okay, I only told my mom that I was gay, and all of a sudden, like, the whole family knew. I do not even know where they heard it from. But I'm just saying, like, if it had to come to that case, if, let me say, one of my listeners or one of the listeners right now is listening, and they are bi and they feel maybe okay, they do want to come out, but then some don't also feel like they want to come out. What would you advise someone that wants to, come out as bi to their families, or just, something to also motivate them or make them feel like it's not wrong to be bi, it's okay to be bi, it's okay to love men and women,
It's not wrong to be bi, it's not wrong to be gay, it's not wrong to, because at many times we find, especially Christian in the Christian community, I'm a
Oh yeah.
Christian, people we say, no, it's a sin to do this, it's a sin to do that.
Yes.
But in actual fact, it's not in our right, it's not in our right to sit and say, no, this is wrong, this is wrong. Also, we can't sit and say, okay, we are applauding to it,
mm-hmm.
but also it's not within our rights to sit and judge or to sit and criticize a certain community, because at the end of the day, we have our own things that we sit with, that we do on a daily basis that brings us pleasure, that does not please God. But so the same way with the LGBTQ community as well, these are things that bring them pleasure. This is being themselves. And even though, as the Bible says, it doesn't please God, God still loves us. God still loves them.
Exactly.
You know, so, but if anyone, you know, I would give advice to anyone who wants to come out, I would say, just do it.
You know,
people are going to react. People are going to say, family members are going to, but if your mother, if you come out to your mother and she doesn't accept you, she says something like that, I think there's only one person you can rely on, and that's God.
Exactly.
You know, and if family members say bad things to you, you know, insult you and all those things, you can always run to God. You can always find comfort and peace in God.
But have you also noticed, let me tell you, like, I think that there is, I don't know if it's homophobia in the gay community,
mm-hmm.
or there is, you know, the gay people are supposed, gays, bias, and you know, transgender, everyone is supposed to act certain ways, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people will be like, I'm gay like this. I'm gay, like, there's a level of gayness. There's mm-hmm. no level of gayness. There's no level of bias or lesbianism, basically. It's just who you are, mm-hmm. right? And as a bi person, do you feel like you, between, let me say, if you had to put yourself in a situation of a gay man and a bisexual, right? And you and your friend are working, let me say, in town, do you feel like you'll be comfortable working with, let me say, a feminine gay man, or just a normal, you know, gay man that I don't really show gay?
It wouldn't matter to me, actually. It wouldn't matter whether I'm working with, you know, I'm working with my friend, got on makeup, got on heels, got on all those things. I wouldn't mind, you know, or if I find myself in a situation where I'm in a relationship, I wouldn't mind holding hand with my person. And I wouldn't, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Okay, so besides that, is there more like, you know, you want to explain, let me say, explain to us, they don't really understand bisexuality, because I don't think I really understand it. So, like, can you just educate us on that?
To be honest, I really don't have much knowledge on it, but it's basically just you being or having an interest in both genders. Having interest in both genders, male and female. Or having sort of like a sexual attraction to both genders, from my understanding.
Okay, but, and also, like, even if you're having a sexual, you know, attraction to both genders,
mm-hmm.
but do you also believe in the concept of, like, there's more, there's one gender that you love more than the other one? Or is it just an equal-based thing, like you can love both equally?
Yeah, I think there is one that you would obviously favor more than the one. But in my case, I think it's just a 50-50% that, you know, I do have interest in both genders. Yeah. But I do definitely do think that, there's one
that gender is great, that you will find overpowering more. The other
yes,
one.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I also kind of do believe in that one, because it's like, let me say, you can like pizza and you can like burgers,
mm-hmm.
but there's obviously one that you will
exactly,
like
exactly. Absolutely.
So I kind of do believe in that concept. And also the thing about bisexuality, I feel like sometimes for bisexuality people, they feel like they are not really considered in the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. because they are not really seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, even if I had to see a bisexual man today and someone tells me that, oh no, he's bisexual, mm-hmm. the first thing I see is gay.
Yeah.
And period, you know? But then also, why do you feel like they are not really recognized? Because you barely hear people say they're bisexual. It's like rare.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know why what was your question again? Sorry.
Like, why do you feel like being bisexual is not recognized?
Because people think that if you're bisexual, then you're just full on gay. There's no such thing as you liking guys and you liking girls at the same time. You're just full on gay.
Yes.
You know, which is actually a very pathetic narrative, actually, if you ask me, because like you just said, pizza and burgers, we like both. We like meat. We like also like vegetables, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so I actually want to, you know, switch the topic up. I want to come to your culture,
mm-hmm.
Because you are a Herero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the Herero culture, it's also more like the Vambo culture, where, you know, basically in every culture where sexuality, you know, being homosexual is not,
it's like an abomination, yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
So how do you feel like in your community, how do you feel like being gay in the hetero or bisexual in the hetero community is like for them?
So you're asking from my own point of view.
Wait, from your own point of view, and also maybe let me see point of view that you've seen. Anyway.
You know, being a hetero and saying they, when do you say I'm bisexual or when you say I like guys in hetero, isn't saying oh morphe.
Basically,
that's what it
and
is.
For, actually, for and the ones that don't know what a morphe is like saying fag, fag as in a faggot, like
yeah, which is basically an insult.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So you are not a man.
You're not a
because
man at all.
Society has created a man.
Because
if you're not walking a certain way, if you are not talking a certain way, dressed a certain way, you are not a man.
Exactly.
So that's the same thing with my tribe as well. They have created their own version of a man. If you are in the village and you're not in the kettles, you're not on the goats, you're not on the raking the yard, you're not a man.
So basically, like, you believe in that whole you don't believe in it, but you know, you actually, you are aware of that stereotype of like a man should be this, a woman should be this. There's only two genders, men and women. There's no transgender. There's no what? You know? People still believe in that. Like, there's
people still believe in that, but what people should understand is that we serve a modern God.
Hmm.
Our God moves with age. Our God moves with the era. You know? And like I said before, whether you are gay, whether you're bisexual, he doesn't hate you. He would never hate his kids. I remember the other day, I was writing a song. The song goes, "Who are men that you are so mindful of us? Because we go from deception, greediness, and so much lying." And as I was writing and singing it, God answered me. He said, "You are my children, my lovers, my making. That is who you are." So it doesn't matter how much you have wronged God, he's still going to love you. And the Bible does say that he shall never leave you, nor shall he forsake you. So that whole thing of this just men is just what men should be, this a woman should do that. I mean, we find men who are chefs.
Exactly.
We find men here in our very own country. Or let's say in the UK, for example, men who are cleaning toilets, washing dishes, doing a housework, basically.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, that, you know, when it comes to that point of like cooking, cleaning, you know, back in the days, people would say, no, men cannot cook.
Mm-hmm.
No, men cannot clean, you know, all that. But now, you know, society has evolved. We have changed.
Yeah. So but I think also, sorry to interrupt you there, but I think also back then it was different.
Yeah.
Back then, times were hard. So even from creation, let's start from creation. A man is put here to protect the family, to be the head of the family. And that's how it was then.
Hmm.
But society has moved. We have evolved. We are in a different age. We're in a different era. And so, yeah.
We also need to evolve with the era.
Yeah.
So guys, please do listen to this. You know, as a gay man, you know, I don't see my friends, if they're bisexual or if they're trans or lesbian, whatever they want to be called, right? I see them as friends, even though I'm a gay man, and I do recognize other homosexuals, you know?
I mean, we are all people.
We are,
you know, whether you are straight or whatever, you don't see straight
people being
like, mommy, I'm
straight. God is not
going to
judge us.
Exactly.
Like, God is not going to judge us based on our sexualities. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh, because you're a woman, you need more leniency. What?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, God is going to judge all of us.
And you're
going to
sit there and give your account on what did you do with the life I gave you. It's all about what you are doing. It's not all about who you are. Is what you are doing, because
like,
we are all put here for a purpose.
Yeah, now that we're actually talking about the Bible, you know, and it's kind of off topic, but it's actually good that we're actually getting in this topic also. But let me see. So let me actually tell something that happened to me. So I was basically, I don't know, there was this guy that actually, you know, texted me on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where, I don't even know where he got my number. He texted me on WhatsApp and he was like, hey, how are you? He was really being polite, really being nice and all. And I'm like, you know, we're conversating. And then to a point where he was like, are you gay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why are you asking me that? And I was like, no, I just want to know. Now I'm like, yes, I am gay. And literally, I'm Mr. Gay. Now maybe yes, I am gay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Then from there, he starts, you know, being gay is a sin. You know, being gay is this, being gay is that. Being, you know, it was an ongoing conversation of like how being gay is like a sin. And he was preaching. And then I came to a point where I was like, nah, bro, this is toxic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be dealing with this. So I blocked and deleted that number immediately. Mm-hmm. And then a few months later, this year, basically the beginning of this year, I posted this other reel on my Instagram where it was saying like, God is okay with homosexual and all that. Then this boy sends me a verse. I don't even remember the verse. I don't think I remember. But I remember it was Leviticus something. This one I remember. I remember it was Leviticus something. And then I asked him, what is that? And then he screenshots me. He sends me a screenshot of what the verse says. It was more about like God created some, you know, something about like men and women and all that. So now I'm like, you sliding into my DMs. What does it tell? Are you telling me you're sliding my DMs just to tell me this? Like, can you not leave me alone? Then I asked this person, if being gay is so wrong and it's a sin, murder is also a sin, right? Sex before marriage is also a sin, right? All those are sins. Why do you not, you know, recognize those sins, but you recognize gayness? Then he asked me, what happens to someone that goes, that kills someone? Then I was like, they go to jail. And then he asked me, what happens to a gay person when they're to gay people? And I'm like, nothing. It's like there are people, and they're like, no, exactly. Why should nothing happen to homosexuals? I'm like, what do you mean nothing should happen to homosexuals? What should happen? Should we be arrested for being gay? Then you should be arrested for being straight. Exactly now. Because now it was such a dumb reasoning, and it really pushed a button in me. Because why would you just slide into someone's DMs just to ruin their day, just to ruin their mood? And I don't think that a lot of people even give, you know, the slightest consent or even the right mindset to text it. They just feel like, okay, I'm gonna text it, it won't hurt someone else. And now the fact that, you know, I feel like people know how to use the Bible when it's to their advantage.
Exactly.
But when it's not to their advantage, they will never, you will not even hear about the Bible.
Yeah, you find yourself, even I found myself doing this sometimes where I'm reading a Bible or I'm praying even at night when I'm going to sleep. I always skip the verses that are always like sort of like direct and sort of like really speaking to me. You know, I always skip those. So we tend to do that many times. You don't want to read the Bible when it's talking about you or talking about your situation or highlighting what you're doing is wrong or what you're doing is this. We don't, but if it's about someone else or if it's working in your favor, then you're all about, you know, the hallelujah.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're a whole full-on Christian.
Yeah.
Literally, I know that the Bible can be your weapon, but use your weapon in the right way. Right,
and it's not like this war or this battle we're fighting of life is not against flesh and blood. We are fighting against the forces of darkness.
Exactly. And this is why I just feel like these people,
and I think that if we as Christians are going to sit and point fingers at a certain community or certain people, I really don't think it's necessary to point fingers and be like, do you doing this is wrong. You can put it out there and saying this and this is wrong. And whoever wants to grab it, because someone can say something or say something in a room of people, and I know, okay, I'm in this particular situation. Yeah. But it would be up to me to either, am I going to grab that insult? Am I going to grab that? So you can put it out there. No one is going to stop you, but you don't have to direct it at someone. And these things that also causes people to commit suicide.
Exactly.
People kill themselves over this thing because they feel that they are not accepted. They are not loved and everything. They feel neglected and all those things, and this can cause someone to take their own lives.
Okay, John, thank you for that. It was really good that we actually switched to the Bible a bit, because I also do have a verse, not a verse actually, I have an episode that I did with Anton Hall, the one that we did about Christianity and the Bible. You know, we did that first episode. And also now let's actually go back to the topic of the day, which is the bisexuality part, which was actually also interesting. But now I want to know quickly something on the bisexual part. Sorry for that. Do you believe that some people say that they are just bisexual when they realize that they are actually going to be gay? Because I've noticed that a lot of gay people once said, I was bisexual. And I think that's where the concept of like bisexuality doesn't exist come from. Because a lot of men will be like, oh no, I'm bi. But then, you know, then later on they just tell you, oh no, I'm gay. You know,
I think it's a situation of uncertainty.
Yeah.
When at first you are not sure whether am I gay, am I straight,
am I bi,
you know. So I think at first you sort of, you know, tend to say that, but as you grow, you find your ground. Yeah.
Yeah, because I want, like, when I realized that, you know, I was gay, into men, I literally were also saying like I was bisexual to a point where I thought I believed in it. But then I realized like, no.
Yeah.
I like men. Done and dusted. It's there.
Yeah.
I can't hide it. I can't fake it. It's there. Literally. Like I have female friends. You know, I have kissed girls. I have done what, you know, girls. But I've never literally got to the point of like, you know, it's being attracted.
Yeah.
Like, yes, when I was younger, I was sexually attracted to girls when I was younger because I think it's because it's what I had to be attracted to. It's what society wanted me to be attracted to. So that actually made me, you know, also believe it. So then I was just going for it. And now to, when I got older and I realized like, hey, I like men, but then I covered it, covered that whole I like men with I'm bisexual.
And I think that also comes from the whole situation of, you know, the culture and everything, because culture now has religion.
Exactly.
From where you don't know. They have religion where, I don't even know what to say right now, but it comes from that way. If you are this, then you try to hide, no, I'm bisexual, you know, mommy, I also like, I still like girls, but I also do, you know, that whole situation. I think that's also where it comes from, when you're like, okay, I'm not going to come out as gay, I'm just going to say I'm bi.
Yeah. But it's just to, you know, ease the people's minds, to not, you know, to not put so much pressure on you.
Yes.
Okay, John. So, you know, this was actually a very, very good episode. And, you know, thank you, John, for being on this podcast. Thank you for the listeners, for everyone that actually tuned in to listen until the end of this podcast. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, John. And I'll also be, guys, so I'll be putting John's YouTube. John is also a YouTuber. Sorry for that. And his YouTube is basically based about Christianity, about the Bible, right?
Yeah.
You know? And actually, it's so, you know, I find it very funny how I don't know. I won't lie. I don't know any YouTubers that is of our age. Or even, you started when you were still in high school. Yeah. So anyone of that age that literally talks about the Bible or faith or anything like you do, which is very, you know, like what is going on? It's surprising. It's really surprising. But yeah, guys, I will put John's YouTube details in my description and also his Instagram, so you guys can find him on social media. If you also want to ask him questions, please do, you know, be glad, be free to do that. And I will also put my details there. So you guys can also contact me if you need help, or even email me. So I also get John's email so that you guys can also email him if you can get a hold of him on, you know, Instagram or anywhere else. But, you know, besides all that, thank you so much, John, for joining in our podcast. Do you maybe have any last words that you want to say to the listeners, you know?
Enough said, really, I think.
Said enough. Okay, guys, so John doesn't have words for you all, but for me, on my side, as usual.
Or maybe the only thing is just stay blessed.
Yeah, stay blessed. Okay, but from my side, as I can say, is y'all, be who you are, be prideful, be as bi, as gay, as lesbian, as trans, as whatever you want to be.
To the maximum.
Exactly, because the sky and the world is your limit and your oasis. So guys, live your life to the fullest, and let's see who will be my special guest for our next podcast. So thank you all writers for listening, and have a good day.
Bye.
John will be back. Okay, bye, riders.